Unexpected Jesus, unshakable joy, the gift of the unexpected Jesus. Today we're exploring a profound truth that can change the way we live. We're talking about joy, specifically the unshakable joy that Jesus brings. But what makes this joy so special is that it's often found in the most unexpected places and circumstances. Jesus, the source of our joy, often shows up in our lives in ways we least expect. Our key passage for today is Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. The Apostle Paul, writing from prison, calls believers to rejoice. This seems unexpected, doesn't it? How can someone in chains call others to joy? But this is the very nature of the joy we have in Christ. It doesn't depend on circumstances, and it often comes in the most surprising ways through the unexpected Jesus. Today we're going to explore how the joy of Jesus often breaks into our lives in unexpected moments, circumstances, and through unexpected people. True joy isn't dependent on our circumstances, which also means that this joy the Bible speaks of isn't something that can be taken away. Unexpected joy in the Lord, not in circumstances. The Apostle Paul says, always be full of joy in the Lord. This is key. Our joy is not based on the things we see or experience. It's based on the Lord himself. The Greek word used here for joy is chara, meaning a deep, abiding gladness rooted in God's character and his promises. Let's be real. We often expect joy to come from good circumstances. When life is easy, when we succeed, when things go our way. But Paul, in prison, shows us that joy in Christ isn't dictated by external conditions. It's unexpected because it flourishes even in adversity. The angels, when they announced the birth of Jesus to the shepherds, didn't just bring any news, they brought good news that will bring great joy to all people. Imagine that. The Messiah, born in a stable, to a poor couple in an occupied nation. That's not where the world would expect joy to come from, yet the birth of Jesus was the greatest source of joy ever to come to the world. Unexpected Jesus often brings joy in the most surprising places. You might be looking at a difficult situation today and wondering, where is the joy in this? But let me encourage you. Jesus brings joy right into the heart of your struggle, just as he brought joy into a humble manger in Bethlehem. Unexpected joy in trials. In our trials, we don't expect joy, do we? Yet the Bible is clear that trials often produce joy because they refine us. James tells us in James chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow." Here we see another unexpected reality. Trials, challenges, and difficulties can be opportunities for joy. The word tested here comes from the Greek word dokimazo, meaning to prove or refine. It's like gold in a fire. When our faith is refined, joy often springs forth because we see God's faithfulness in the fire. Think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. They expected to be thrown into the fire, but they didn't expect Jesus to join them there. The presence of Jesus in the furnace was the unexpected miracle that protected them and turned a trial into a testimony of God's glory. In the same way, when we go through tough times, the unexpected Jesus shows up in ways we don't anticipate. It could be in the form of comfort from the Holy Spirit, an encouraging word from a friend, or a peace that passes understanding. Joy often arises when we least expect it, and Jesus is right there with us in the fire. Unexpected joy that cannot be taken away. The joy that Jesus brings is not just unexpected, it's unshakable. It cannot be stolen, removed, or diminished by anything the world throws at us. Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 22, "So you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Then you will rejoice, and no one can rob you of that joy." Jesus spoke these words to his disciples before he went to the cross. They were about to face the darkest moment of their lives, watching their Saviour be crucified. But Jesus promises that after the resurrection, their joy will be restored, and no one would be able to take it away. That's the kind of eternal joy Jesus offers to all of us. Imagine a tree planted by the rivers of water, deeply rooted. When the storms come, the tree may sway, but it doesn't break because its roots are deep. That's the kind of joy Jesus gives us, a joy that is rooted in him. No storm, no circumstance, no trial can take it away. This is the joy of the unexpected Jesus, a joy that comes in places we never thought possible, a joy that endures and grows in trials, and a joy that cannot be taken away. In conclusion, Jesus, our unexpected joy. What have we learned today? First, that Jesus often brings joy into our lives in unexpected ways, whether it's through surprising moments of grace, comfort in trials, or the unshakable joy of knowing that our salvation is secure. Jesus is the source of a joy that transcends circumstances. Philippians chapter 4 verses 4 and 5 tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. This is not a superficial joy. It's a deep abiding joy that comes from knowing Jesus. It's a joy that no circumstance, no trial, and no hardship can take away. So how do we respond? First, we must look for joy in the unexpected places. Don't just wait for everything to be perfect before you experience joy. Instead, ask the Lord to reveal his joy to you, even in the midst of challenges. Pray for the unexpected Jesus to show up in your life in ways you don't expect. If you've never experienced the joy that comes from knowing Jesus, today is the day to meet him. True joy begins with a relationship with him. No matter where you are in life, no matter how difficult your circumstances may be, Jesus offers you an unshakable joy. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today seeking the joy that only you can give. I confess that I've sought joy in other places and it has left me empty. But today I turn to you, the source of true joy. I believe that you died for my sins and rose again to give me new life. Fill me with your joy, a joy that cannot be shaken by life's storms. In your name I pray. Amen. May God bless you, and may you be transformed by the truth of his word.